You're on Daf Kuf Chav Beis Amid Aleph, the last two lines of the Amid. We had in the Mishnah Eilu Shairei Sayin Kivsoron that the Eir is an Eirach, and it has the same halacha as Bosa, it has a shame Bosa. So it says Va'ir Harosh Shel Egel Harach. So the Gemara says V'kama Egel Harach. How old is an Egel Harach? Ula Omar Ben Shnosai. Till a year, that's called Egel Harach. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kozman Sheyoinik. Kozman it's Yoinik. It has a din of Egel Harach. Yiboyelu, so the Gemara closes a shayla. Heichi komar, what is pshat in the machlekes? Heichi komar ulo ben shnosai bu sheyoinik. Should I assume that Ula said you need two conditions in order to make it an Egel Harach? It's ben shnosai. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it is not necessary to have two conditions. No, any condition is sufficient. Either ben shnosai or yainik. Oidulme Ulo ben shnosai komar ben yoinik uvein she'ena yoinik. Or maybe Ulo holds that ben shnosai is sufficient. Va'omar le Rabbi Yochanan ben shnosai v'hu she'yoinik. Ulo saying there is one condition that is needed, ben shnosai. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you need two conditions. It should be ben shenosai v'hu sheyoinik. Toshma, Rabbi Yochanan omar, kol zman sheyoinik. Vaistois, he's moisif on Ula. Ula said, ben shenosai. And he said, kol zman sheyoinik. I don't need ben shenosai, as long as he's yoinik. Vim Isa, if we'll say the second pshat, v'hu sheyoinik mi boileis, he should have said, you said, ben shnosai, and it is irrelevant if he's yoinik or not. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, v'hu sheyoinik. Cause man sheyoinik, it seems he's being moisif on Ula, that it is Eirei Kibsorei, I feel it's more than Ben Shnosai. Let us see Rashi. The first Lashon was that Ula said, Ben Shnosai v'hu sheyoinik. Aval pirish milinik, aval pishedainu b'seir shnosai, kvar uksha Eirei. If it was, it's stopping yoinik, so then it's huksha oiroi. Vim ovar shnosoi nami, afal pi she yoinik, loi. The tarti beina. He says, according to the first lashon, Ula holds that there are two conditions that are needed to make oiroi kipsoroi. It's ben shnosoi. Vuhu she yoinik. Bama become a le Rabbi Yochanan calls man sheyoinik b'afilu lachesh nosei the bahanoke nami tol yemilse. That alone is a sibe to make oirei rach. The chado hu the beinen. I only need one sibe. I don't need two sibes. Vachi kama Rabbi Yochanan beben shnosei shape kamret. That's what you said. Ben shnosei. That's good. Davirach. Avul hanoche loy huska libchais. But that is an inyan of anoche, anoche that was not mentioned libchais. That means that ben shnosai is not enough if it's, he wasn't Yoinik. The Impirish Besaych Shnosai Lo Yerach, Elo Lo Hoysev, Afil Lo Lacha Shnosai. There's not two conditions that are needed. Any condition is sufficient. Ben Shnosai, or Hanoke. Oidilme, so then it comes out, Rabbi Yochanan is Machmer, an Oirei Kepsoroi, that it's Oirei Kepsoroi, Afilu, with one Tanai, with Hanoke. Oidilme Ule Ben Shnosai Koma, Aval Hanoke, Loimale, Veloimoirit. All you need is Ben Shnosai. And that's it. The Kamalei Rabbi Yochanan said, Afanoke Nami Bina. Rabbi Yochanan said, you need Hanoke also. Kozman Mashma Lohesif Bo, that is Moisif, that there's another Zman, that it's Oire Rach, and that's after Shnosai, when it is Yoinik. Let us see Toisvis. Ve'imisa v'hu sheyoinik miboilai. The Gemara says, if you will say that Rabbi Yochanan needs another Tanai, so then it should have said, v'hu sheyoinik. It's not sufficient, ben shenosai. V'hu sheyoinik. And it said, kozman sheyoinik. So kozman sheyoinik is coming to tell us that Hanok alone is enough. Teime, Fraktaisves, so that's clause that Rabbi Yochanan is Moisev. So that was the first lotion, that Ula held Ben Shnosai and Hanoke, and he said, Kozman Shehu Yainik, you don't need Ben Shnosai, Kozman Shehu Yainik. Tema factoisis akata ava mozile mibi, eidoma ochikoma ule. Ben shnosoi, ben yoinik, ben shein yoinik. Maybe ule holds that the criteria is ben shnosoi. Hanoke does not play a role whatsoever. Ba'om ale rabbi yoichanin, kozman she yoinik, Ben Shnosai, Ben She'ein Ben Shnosai. Kozman She'yainik, it's Tali in Hanoke. He says, the Gemara said, if Rabbi Yochanan is Moisev, and he wants to say Kozman She'yainik, so the Gemara seemed to say that Ula holds, but you need two to know him, and he holds either one is enough. That's what Rashi said, Pshat. So, according to Ula, you need two sibis to make Oirei Rach. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, any sibbe can make Oirei Rach. Bet Shnosai, or Lache Shnosai, Bet Yoinik. For Taisves, maybe there's a machleikis min hakotze la kotze. Not that, forget the machleikis is what is the Siba of Oirei Rach? Ula says, Ben Shnosai, that's the Siba, Ben Shnosai. Hanoke doesn't play any role whatsoever. And Rabbi Yochanan says that the Yainik is the Siba that makes Oirei Rach. So that means that there's no agreement whatsoever. Each one holds that there's a different sibbe that makes Oirei Rach. V'yesh loyma d'loy mistavri d'boy leflugei kulei hai. Olohochi loy boy hochi. I mean, that the Gemara Zichah didn't want to say. That means that mamish one completely disagrees with the other. One completely disagrees. He holds Yanike is nothing, ule. Rabbi Yochanan holds Ben Shnosai is nothing. So that's a very rochik machloikis. Like this, the way the Gemara said, so everyone holds Yanik is a sibbe. Ben Shnosa is a Siba. The Shaila is, do you need two Sibas? So is one Siba enough? So then it's not a Machloik, it's Minakotz Alakotz. But Rav Yaakov Mikavil Tiritz, the Kula Shmaiten Sabra, the Yaisa Kosher, Afilu Teich Shnosa Ikshen Yoinig, Miyoinig Acha Shnosa. Rav Yaakov Mikavil says a Metzias. These are facts of life. If you have an ego, teich shnosei, that is not yoinik, and you have an ego, acher shnosei, that is yoinik, less man the polig, that the oir acher shnosei is softer than the oir teich shnosei. These are facts of life. Yenike la'acher shnosei is zicher more efficient than ben shnosai without yanik. This is less man the pole. Lechach, kiven Rabbi Yochanan calls man sheyoinikoma. Since Rabbi Yochanan calls man sheyoinik means to say that when calls man sheyoinik, that's a mashmois, is marbe calls man sheyoinik. In kein pshite do ule vohu sheyoine kama. So ule zicher means if ule is chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that means facts of life are as follows. Ben shnosei without yanike is the oyer, the oyer is in a harder matzav then. It's not so rach. If it's la'acher shnosei and is yoinik, it's softer. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan said la'acher shnosei, that's a taish kozman sheyoinik, which means la'acher shnosei it's yoinik, it's oirei kipsorei. Now, what is Ula saying? If Ula is telling us ben shnosei, even though it's not yoinik, that doesn't make sense. Because ben shnosei without yanike is more harder than la'acher shnosei with yanike. These are facts of life. So what is Ula being choylik and Rabbi Yochanan? The kivin del Rabbi Yochanan calls man sheyoinikoma. In kain, it's a memele, if Ula would hold that ben shnosei without yanike is good, where Tosfos had asked, so Ula is not being chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan, is being meisef on Rabbi Yochanan. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? You know, yanike, renkim de Rabbi Yochanan calls man sheyoinikoma, in kem pshite do Ula vohu sheyoinikoma. So Ula holds, you need both. If we will say that Ula holds that Toich Shnosa, you don't need Yoinik, so comes out he's more machmel than Rabbi Yochanan. Im kein koshkein la'acha Shnosa imu Yoinik, the choshev le'rach. Im kein ma hoisef Rabbi Yochanan calls man she Yoinik. It seems Rabbi Yochanan is moisif, calls man sheyenik. So if you'll say that Ula holds, you need ben shnosei and yoinik together, so then it's very good. So then Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, you don't need both together. Calls man sheyenik is sufficient. And that's what the Gemara Taka says. That Ula say, Ula holds you need both in order to make Oirei Rach. And Rabbi Yochanan is mice if you don't need both. But if you'll say that Ula holds that Ben Shnosa, even though he's not Yoinik, is also good, so what is Rabbi Yochanan mice? Whatever he's saying, Ula also holds. And Ula is mice more. Vila ben shnosei without yoinik. So what is Rabbi Yochanan Moisef? Shma mino. Now, אנו סוגיה. בואי מיני ריש לוקש מרבי יוחנן. אויר הרויש של עגל הרך, מהו שיתומי? אויר הרויש של עגל הרך, מהו שיתומי? So, what was the שאלה? זה משנה. The משנה says, ואילן אוירי סיין כפסורם, אויר הרויש של עגל הרך, זוג תויסוויס, על מייסה הויר שויל, היך הלוכה. That means Reish Lakish was asking a shaila to Rabbi Yochanan l'alocha l'maisa, how do we paskin oir horoi shel egel harach? Do we paskin like the Mishnah or don't we paskin like the Mishnah? That was the shaila. The Masnissen have a yoda. Reish Lakish knew the Mishnah. Ki depoch min el Rabbi Yochanan besomach. Yes, it's on the Mishnah from Rabbi Yochanan. But he wanted to know halocha l'maisa, do we paskin like the Mishnah or don't we paskin like the Mishnah? Omalei ene metame. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's not metame, not like the Mishnah. Not like, we don't paskin like the Mishnah. Omalei. So Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Limatono Rabbeinu elu sheireisein kipsoron. It says in the Mishnah, eireisein kipsoron. And if you go to the whole Mishnah, v'oir horoi shel egel harach. So it says clear in the Mishnah that Oyra Roy Shal Egel Rach is Oyra Sem Kipsonim. So it is Metam. Amaleis Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish Al Takni Taini V'loshen Yochid Ani Shoyna Oysa. I did not learn our Mishnah as a Stam Mishnah. I learned it Divrei Rabbi Loza Ben Yehuda Ish Avlo. You see, in my Mishnah, it's the Loshen Yochid Nemra. It's not a Stam Mishnah. We don't paskin like this Mishnah. How do we know there's a Machlokes? The Sanya. We learned a Barais as follows. Hashoichet Esa'ilo Lahaktir Kizayis Me'oir Shetachas Ha'alya Chutz Lemkoimai Posl. The halacha is that pigul in posel chutzlus manoi is pigul. Chutz if a person is mechashev chutzlus manoi is pigul. Chutz limkoimoi is posel. So, but the din of pigul was only said if a person is mechashev to eat something that is oimed lachile chutzlus manoi, or to be makter something that's oimed laktore chutzlus manoi, that is called pigul. But if he thinks to eat something that's not oimed lachile, or he thinks to be makter something that's not oimed laktore, that's not pigul. So Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish a Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows. Hashoichet Esa'ilo Lahakter Kizayis Me'oir Shetachas Ha'alhi. We're speaking about an oila. We have to be medayik, but it says in the Baraisa. We're speaking about an oila. An oila, you're makter all the basar. The oil, you're not makter. Now, if he thinks he's going to be makter kizayis me'oir shetachas ha'alya, the oil that is underneath the tail, which we hear in the Mishnah is a very soft oil, oiron kipsoron, so he's thinking to be makter something that's oimed laktore, because oiron kipsoron. So if he thought to be makter it chutz limkoimoi, posel ve'im boikore, chutz lizmanoi pigul v'chayovim olav kolos. So the Tanakhame, when the Tanakhame wanted to tell us a chiddush of oiron kipsorum, and we have a whole tzettel in our Mishnah of oiron kipsorum, the Tanakhame said one case he mentioned oiron kipsorum, and that's that's the oir shetachas ha'alya, oiron kipsor. Elozo ben Yehuda ish avloim oimer b'shem Rabbi Yaakov, v'chein oye Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar ichus oimer b'shem Rabbi Shimon, echod oir parsois, ve'echod oir horosh shel ha'egel horach, ve'echod oir shel tachas ha'alye. Let's stop over here for a minute. It might have another case, but this Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda is moisef three more cases. We have a whole Mishnah Oiron Kipsorom. The Tanakame only said Oir Shetachas Alye, and he's finished. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, he says three more cases. So what is Pshat? Why didn't the Tanakame say all these three cases that Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda says? So we see from this that the Tanakhama is chaylik on our Mishnah. The Tanakhama holds the only oir that's oir in Kipsorim is only oir shetachas alya. All these other oires, oir harach, shall ego, that is not oir in Kipsorim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda said, no, that's also oir in Kipsorim. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So I have an often a baraisim that the Tanakame holds only Oir Shetachas Alya Zeir and Kipsorim, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda holds all these three also. So what do we see from this baraisa? Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. That's what we see. So that's what I'm telling you. Our Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Das Yochid. And we don't paskin like our Mishnah. Now the Baraisa continues. He said, V'chol shemonu chachomim gabitume shereisem kivisorom. He says, also, whatever else the Mishnah said, that oiron kipsorom, lohavi oir shel beis aboishes, which is the oir of the beis arechem, Chutzlum koi my posel vein by kos, chutzlum manai pigul, bachayom no lov kos. So bekitzer, but that is pshat, Rabbi Yochanan, and we see that there's a machloikis tanoim, if this is true that all these oires are kipsorim, Rabbi Yochanan knows we don't paskin like a Mishnah tzadas, yochid tzadas, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Al takni teini lohoshev li mimeni. Don't anger me and ask me a kasha from our Mishnah. Shebeloshin yochid ani shayna oisa. Mishnah. This Mishnah is a das yochid. Veloi beloshin sta Mishnah. Shani oima lozim ben Yehuda omro. Kidesanya, we learned in the Baraisa. Hamachashiv lecho lemocho bedovor, this is mitbetzel bedovor shein darke bekach. Kugoin lecho lemocho dovor shein darke lecho. He wants to eat tomorrow something shein darke lecho. Kugoin chaylev. He wants to eat chaylev tomorrow. Oy lahakte lemocho dovor shein darke lahakte. Kugoin besar shlomim. V'chatos v'osham shiori minche oy oira oila eino machshove loy lipso v'loy lefagel. This is not a machshove that will passel the korban or make the korban pigle, because he thought to eat something that's not oimer to be eaten, or to be makta something that's not oimer to be nikta. Achi yechashev lecha lemocha dovor shedalkei lecha, oy lahakta lemocha dovor shedalkei lahakta. This is the beginning of the baraisa. Ba'oir shetachesa alya, da'oir letachsa hareyu kebosa, So we're talking about an oil over here. V'dava shahak darke lahakta karinim be'im oilehi. If it's an oil that's a dava shadakta lahakta. U'moyel lefagel es hakobin. So a machshovet to be makter the oil tachas ha'alye is a machshovet to be makter boso chutzlus mani chutzlum toimoy. That was the Tanakame. And now Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, V'chol shemonu chachomim linyin tume, shehu keboso, sheloi motzino kan, which I didn't recognize. V'yeshnoi bebehema teire. Besides these three things which we mentioned, Raparsis, Ereshalego, Ereshatachasalya, besides this, v'choshmanuchamalinyatume, shukibos, shleimatzinu, kavyeshnoi bebehema teire, lahavi, erbeis haboisha, shalnekeve, this is the er of the beis harechem, Bechatos oy beshlomim. That means this is when the chatos or shlomim that's good with an ekevim. So it will be mefagel. The Tanakama was speaking about an oila. So in the case of the Tanakama, he could only include oir harach shel egun, oir parsis. He can't speak about the oir of the beis harechem, because an akeve is possible for an oila. But he says, you know, but by a chatos or a shlomim, which an akeve is good, then one can be mefagel with the oil from the beis arechem, or beis haboishe shal nekeve, bechatos, or beshlomim. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mention it before? Ki hanoch, mishum delese ba'oila. Because it's not by a nail, it's in a cave, v'tana boila koi. Alma hai tanu de choshim lu boso. This Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds oir harach is called boso. Avotana kama loy kori boso, elo oir shetachas ha'alye lechudei. Agav uche de sichas chulum brings down before this Eir shall base haboishes a machloikis the maram shif in the base yitzrok. Is this an outside oir to the base arechem, or is this a oir inside the goof? There's a machloikis, it seems, which oir we are speaking about. Al koponim, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan told them. Fine. We have further in the Mishnah, V'oir beis haparsus. V'oir beis haparsus. Mai beis haparsus. Rav Omar beis haparsus mamish. Rav Chanina Omar Rechuva nimkeres imarosh. I think the article has a picture, so we can see what we're speaking about. But according to Rav, the base of parsis is from this the oir after the hoof ends, the oir that's covering the joint. Till the ankle, that's the oir beis haparsus. And that's it. More than that, that's the soft oir. According to Rav Chanina, we have the kuva tachtoine, the etzem atachtoin, the oir covering that etzem, is also oiroi kipsoi. That's the machloikis. So the shailas, this area, the oir is soft, the shailas, how much of this area is the air soft? Only the air base apalsis or further apalsis? Zokt Rashi, air apalsis mamish, loy oir shal etzem hashoik min akil solayim ada akuba. Not the oil that's on the etzem atachtoin from the joint till the akuba. No, that's already, that oil is not soft enough. But only the oil aparsus, still there, till there, it's the oil is soft there, it's oil on kipsor. More than that, it's not oil on kipsor. And Rav Chanina said, "Ruchuva nimkeres imoroish, kol oil, all the oil, shall etzem hashoik mechuva tachtoine, shechoitchim bishas hafshotas behime." So that means you cut off the etzem atachtoin before you start skinning the behime. So the oil and the etzem atachtoin, from that oil is already oil on kipsorum. That oil is oil on kipsorum. That's according to Rav Chanina, and according to Rav, Davka oil aparsus. Va'oir ha'anoka. Now, we have in Parsha Shmini, it speaks about Shmini Shrotzim. This is Parsha Shmini, Vayikra Yud Aleph, Patsuk Chof Tes. V'ze lochem ha-tomei b'sheretz ha-sheretz al-horetz, ha-choylet ba-achpo, ba-tsov, le-mineyu, ba-noko, ba-koyach, ba-uto'o, ba-choymet, ba-hatin shomes. This is a new posik. So we have ha-choylet, ha-achpo, ba-tsov, and that's one pasuk, Leminayu. And then it says later, the next pasuk says, Anoka, Anoka is a porcupine, Bakoyach is a monitor, Balto is a lizard, Bachemet is a snail, Batinshomis is a mole. Eilo hatmeim lechem b'choloshez k'neid, k'kolay megeh ben b'moysom yitmo ad ha'orek. Now, in our Mishnah, when our Mishnah said, Oiron Kipsorum, which means it's Metame, it has a din of Psara Sheretz, we mentioned four of the, that means the Shmoine Shrotzim, we mentioned four. Four, Anoko, Akoyach, Balto, Bachoimet. This is Oiron Kipsorum. And the other four is not oiron kipsoron. That means the oir is harder, so it doesn't have a din of besara sheretz, and it's not metame. Tano rabon. Now, we're going to first bring down a beraisa. Hatmeim, it says hatmeim, which is, there's an extra hay. It says in the posik, Eile hatemeim lochem b'chol ha-shoretz konegebem b'moysim yitmadore. There's extra hay. Hatemeim l'rabois oireiseyem kipsor. That the hay is coming to be marbe, that the oireis are kipsor. So this is called psar ha-shoretz. Yochel afilu kulam, that all the Shmoine Shrotzim, the din is Oiron Kipsorum, Talmud Loima Eile. Eile Hatmeyim. Eile is a miyut. So Eile is a miyut, since it's not going on all Shmoine Shrotzim. Fracted Ma Anshuldik, Va Eilu Akuluksib. It mentions the first Uksukim, it mentions the Shmoine Shrotzim. זלחם אטומי השרץ, החילד ואח בבצור והנוקה, then it says, אלה הטמאים לכם. So, אלה is going on the שמיינה שרוצם. So, how are you ממייט? אמר רב, למיניו הפסיק העניין. It says, after the first three שרוצם, it says, למיניו. It says like this, וזה לכם הטומי בשרץ, השרץ, החילד, ואחבו, והצוב, למיניו. So it says, these three, למיניו. So that's one meaning. Then it says, ונוקה, בקויך, ולטוב, החימת, ותנשומס, אלה תמאים לכם. So the אלה is going on the next five, on the למיניו, is a hefsik. And that ונוקה, בקויך, ולטוב, החימת, נשומס, is going, אלה תמאים לכם, אירם כפסור. So the Hatmeim is telling us by these five Shrotzim Eirem Kipsor. So let's see. So the Baraisa said Hatmeim L'Rabbis Eirem Kipsor. Yochel Afilu Kulam. All of them all Shmein Shrotzim Tamud Loi Me'Ela. Is going on all eight shrotzim. So the Gemara says, "Omar Rav." So Rav answered, "Lemineyu hifsike inyim." After the first three, it said "Lemineyu." I says that's a different mean, and then later mentioned five. So Memela the Eila is going on these five. Frag the Gemara v'lechshiv nami tinshamas. So Manuvshech, if Eila it. The Baraisa is telling me the halacha of Oiron Kipsorum by the Shrotzim is not a svore, it's a hey, a limud. Eile hatmeim, and the hey is telling us Oiron Kipsorum. So if I have a posik Oiron Kipsorum, so why do you just say, why does the Mishnah say four? The Mishnah says four, it should be five. It should be a tinshamis. A mor should also be oiron kipsor. Omar Rav Shmuel by Yitzrok, Rav Tana hu v'toni tinshamis. Rav is a Tana. Rav is capable of being choylik on our Mishnah, and then a chanami. Rav holds according to this Baraisa, that the Baraisa told us the makir by the Shmeinish Rotzim is hatmeim, and there's a limud eila hatmeim, and the eila is only going on the second pasuk after lemineyu, whatever is after lemineyu. So Rav Takis said that tinshamis is also oiron kibsor. Fine. Betani tinshamis. Frek de gemore votane didon leitoni tinshamis. The Tana of our Mishnah says a mole is not Oiron Kipsorum. So, what's Pshat the Tana of our Mishnah? Omar Rav Sheishes Berei de Ravidi Tana de Don Sovolok Rav Yehuda Da Ozel Bosel Gishto Upe Gishto Da Halto Komifligi. So, we'll just say Ois Veni Karashi Lens Pshat and the Gemara. That means the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana said in our Mishnah, four shrotzim are oiron kipsorim. One of the four is the lito. The lito is a lizard. It's oiron kipsorim. Rab Yehuda said, no. The lito is like a choyle. Just like a choyle, the chulde is not oiron kipsorim. The lito is also not oiron kipsorim. So what is the machloikis between Rab Yehuda and the Tanakamet? He gives a muscle. It's like a choyle. So what does he mean to say? Rabbi Yehuda held that the halacha of Oiren Kipsorim is not psukim. Oiren Kipsorim is when you feel it. A person alone is mechuyev to judge. Is this soft enough to be considered like bosa? Is not soft enough to be considered like bosa? So Rabbi Yehuda said the alto is like, if you touch the skin of the alto and you feel the skin of a chaylet, they're similar. And Mamela, just like Achoilet is a Dova Poshet, that it's not Eiren Kipsorum, Balto is also not Eiren Kipsorum. The Tanakhama wishes to disagree. So it seems there's a slight difference between Alto and Achoilet. That was a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Obo Bekitzer, the Machloikis is a Machloikis, not in Psukim. The machloikis is a machloikis in feeling and touching it. Is it similar to a chaylet? Is it not similar to a chaylet? Is it soft as meat? Is it not as soft as meat? The machloikis in our Mishnah is a machloikis. In Shikol Hadas, is this kibbos or not kibbos? So memele, our Mishnah has different guidelines. Is it soft enough? Is it not soft enough? That's our Mishnah. That's a machlekes. Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama. Memele, that's our Mishnah. So memele, you'll ask a kasha on tinshomis. Tinshomis is not soft enough. But tinshomis, why the Mishnah didn't mention tinshomis? Tinshomis, the oir is harder than the other oiris from the Nalto. And the chaymet. So memela and our Mishnah is bechlau no kash. Rav had a baraisa. Rav had a baraisa. Our guidelines from Eiron Kipsolom is a hay, not a svore. It's a hay that's marbe Eiron Kipsolom and eile. These shrotzim is Eiron Kipsolom. So if you're working with a posik, a ribui, and a miyut, hey, is marben, eil is mamait. So then you have to go with the psukim. The psukim, the eil is going on the last five shrotim that the posik mentions. So therefore, the trav einochanami, that atin shamas is also oiron kipsoron, because I have a ribui of hey and the miyut of eil. That's the shakla v'talya of the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Hatmeim hey yisera kadorish. Le rabois oirois shrotzim orakim shiyikabosa. Aha yiseiran nami robinen ziron goreitva. We learned before if you liquefy the sherets or the tzir that came out, the kippah shalahem. This we also learned out from the hey. This is also another limud. Oirarach is a dinabosa, like tzir is a dinabosa. Oirarach is a dinabosa. Dahay minay mafkis. Iunami yuchlu. It's also an oichlu. So memele, the hatmeim is malbe, a numerous amount of inyonim that have a din of oichlu. Hai hat meyim bosa de chashvina le kuloksiv. It's after all eight shrotzim. So the Gemara says, mineu hifsik inyin, loikoi hai eile ela akrabasrat. Only these is our oiran kipsorum. Hanoko, porcupine, bakoyach, and amanata, bauto, and a lizard, bachaymet, and a mole, bachaymet, and a snail, batin shamas, and a mole. Eile hat meyim. The lava krokame, it doesn't go on the first pasuk, the mineu or oma besaifa pasuk rishin hipsikoi. The mineu is mafsik, loima, she'einon min echot, oison amurim be pasuk rishin, chalukim amurim be pasuk ashein. So the Gemara says, if I have a limud of hatmeim and eile, which includes the last five shrotzim, this is in the last posse, and the ale is going on this. So the Gemara says, Rav Tanahu betoni tin shamas. Rav the Mishani lemineu hipsi. Rav, who was the one that explained to us the drosha, the ale is a miut, and it's only going on the previous posse, not on the first posse. So according to Rav, Akolani de Krobasakoi. Tanahu, he's a Tana, the Tony Tinshamas by the same Kipsor. He taka holds that by Tinshamas also the same Kipsor. So the Gemara is, what's the Tana of our Mishnah? He doesn't mention Tinshamas. Tana di don sovolok rabita. Kloima, loyalif taime meat me. The Tana of our Mishnah, his Makur of Oiren Kipsorim is not derived from an extra hay. Elamisvara, the Gishta, by feeling it, by touching it, he could figure out is Oiren Kipsorim or not. Kosha ain mamish boiron, there's no mamushes in the shurachet sort. Vein loy mamish oir, there's no mamish oir on it, it's right one, the keeper shall have. Now we're in real hot water. If Rav said that Minehu is telling us that the Eile is not going on the first three Shrotzim, so then it'll come out the din of Tziram, the right one, the keeper shall have, only goes on the next five Shrotzim, which is very not poshut to say such a thing, but that's Tosfos Kasha Tema. The Amma Leel, the Gemara said before, the High Hat Meim Lesser Tzirin Veroitvam. The Hosam Nami Lemineu Hifsik Einyan. The Posik Echadu Leperish Hakuntres. Eisis Rashi said, it's one Posik, the same hate that you darshan Oiron Kipsoron. You also darshan the Tziron Veroitvam. So it should come out that Tziron Veroitvam is only also by the last five Shrotzim and not by the first three Shrotzim. Vishloime dohoche kolhanu dematinu islo gishte. That means like this. When it comes to Oiren Kipsorim, the first three Shrotzim, Lemaise, their oil has a texture of oil. Svarehu, so therefore it's a svare, Lukmi, to Zetzain, the hay of Atmeyim, Ahanach Tersiv Vosav Minayu. Vafagav Tersiv Tinshomes Badayu, the Yesh Logishto, Mabinen Lo. Avotzirim Baraitun Deleu, Svare Lukmi Bekulu. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says, the Hatmeim is marbe a few things. It's marbe oiron kipsorum. It's marbe tziron boroitva. Now, and we have a mineir. When it comes to oiron kipsorum, it's mistaver to say that mineir hifsikenian, because the gishta of the top three shrotzim is a texture of oil. So it's mistava that the mineu is memayit the first three shots. We include Tinshomes. Tinshomes also, the oil is not too soft. So the Taisus Arosh says, but Vinishvi, the oil is softer than the top three. So I'll live with the drosha. I'll say the ale is going on the bottom five, and the hay is going on the bottom five, and that's what the ale is going on. I'm a Maya to top three. Because I have a svara to say like that, because their oil is harder. Mashenk, when it comes to Tziron Veroitvam, it is not mistava to say that there's a difference between the last five and the first three. So therefore, we don't differentiate. The mineyu hifsika inyan. Tzas teima, given the hifsika inyan, lomali eile. So Tosfos says, why do you need eile? Which is a miyut, if it's hifsika inyan, so kochoch hatmeim is going on the new inyan. Kirab Yehuda dozel bosa gishto, perish pekuntres, the less lay drosha dat meim. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the drosha dat meim. He holds everything works misvore. Ula peirushoi, according to Rashi, lehavet tanda de baraise, the tanda the price that did darshan from matmen le rabiyudeb le baplukte. So I besoy the gemara is takashe. How could Rav hold in shamus also? How can Rav hold in shamus? What says Rav tanu upolig? Ubechinam kama Rav tanu upolig. The tanda the price kevosay. According to Rashi, the tanda the price works with droshes. The Tanoim Rav Mishnah Bechal don't hold the droshes. Yes, Kakasha, Rav, how can Rav hold, how can Rav say Mineu, so Tin Shamas will also be, Shamas is Rav Tano Polik. Rav is going on the Bereise. The Bereise, Taket, makes droshes. V'yesh leforish the Kulu Islu droshe that meim. Not the way Rashi says, the Tanoim Rav Mishnah also darshan that meim. Umuki misvore ribuye bahanu de les logiste, miute bahanu dis logiste, vlesu lamine hipsikinim. That means they don't go with the psukim. They go with a hatmeim, but they don't go with the mineu. There's an eile and there's a hatmeim. Some oiron kipsorum, some are not oiron kipsorum. How do I decide? You decide with Gishta. You feel the oiras and you see which oir is harder and which oir is softer. That, but everyone goes with Atmei. Avarav is leiliminei hipsikinyim. Alkochach porgalayu v'choshiv tinshomes. But from the Bereise, you don't see how the Bereise holds. The Bereise brings down a droshe v'atmeim and eile in the droshe v'atmeim and eile everyone agrees with. The Shaila is what that meme is going on and what Ayla is going on. The Kulon Sheibdon. It says in the Mishnah, we had a numerous Oireisei and Kips. Kibsoram, that the air is soft and it has hilchis, it has hilchis boso. The kulon sheibdom, but if he was ma'abed the air, a shehilech bahen kedei avoide, or he was walking on the air a certain time span, so then the ibud or the hiluch hardens the air. And then the halacha is toirim. So then they are toir, because it lost the shame boso, and now it has the shame oyer. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Hilach ein, loy hilach loy. It says, what did he do? Lachaire, he spread it out. A shehilach bahen. Rashi said shehilach bahen sheshotchon. He spread it out. Lidrois aleim beraglam. He's going to walk over it. Shuk tas ibudom. It's a partial ibud. So if he did this tas ibud, that's enough to make from the oil boso. It's not mekabel too many more. But it seems not sufficient, you spread it out, you have to spread it out and walk on it a certain amount of time. The kulam sheibda, hilech ein in lehilech loy. You have to walk on it, and this walking hardens the oir, now it becomes oir and not bos. Potoni rabchie, oizen chamoir, the ear of a chamoyer, it seems the ear of a chamoyer is a very soft oyer, shetolo likuposoi, and he used it to, he had a kupa, and he wanted to use the oyer of the oizen of a chamoyer to patch up the kupa. So he used it as a patch. He didn't do anything with it, but he used it as a patch. Tohoira, so it's not mekabel tum anymore. So it seems this yichud, this pu'ule, that he's taking the oizen of a chamor, which in reality is soft, in reality has a shame boso, but that he was miyached to be a patch for his kupa, that is mafkia the shame bosa, and it's not mekabel tum anymore. So the Gemara asked, so if he spread it out already to be walked upon, the Gemara compared the shituach, that what he spread it out, shotchon, lidres aleim, the Gemara compared this to he made it a patch. That was the Gemara's kasha. Hilach ein, by hilach loy. Otoni rabchia oizen chamoyo shetolo lekoposo itolo. That if you use it as a patch for a kupe, it's toil already without changing the metzias of the oizen, that yichud alone is metaira. So the Gemara answers, no, it's too velten. Tala afal gavdala yilach. That's true. If he used it as a patch, even though he didn't walk on top of it, it loses the shame boso. Loi tala, but if he didn't make it for a patch, yilach ein, loi yilach loi. Let us see what Rashi says. Shetolo loshen talai, a patch. Al mikivin shenotlo mitayres boso. He took it away from teyres boso. It won't be eaten anymore. Vinosno le teyres oyer. He's using this as a patch of a kupa, which is made out of oyer mistameh. Botlo. So it's mevatel it already. Vayna mikivin sheshotchon lifnei hadoyerson. He wrapped it around his foot, he didn't walk on it. That means there he didn't physically change the texture of the oisa chamer, he just was miyachedit for that it shouldn't be basa. So the Gemara says no. Tolo havi maisa levatloi. Tolo, that is a maisa levatloi, that you're using it as a patch, so that even though you didn't change it, it's a maisa levatloi. But samazai spreading it out is nothing. It's a hachone to be mevatelit. But you didn't do anything yet, so kozman, you didn't walk, it's gonish medonish. Zok taisves, oizen chamoir shatolo lekupotoyev. When his bottle, habosa shahoya boizen. The bosa that was boizen is bottle, becomes now here. Perisha kontrista porich, tochinami masnisen, levisagi bahanoche lifnei hadurson. Voloi hiloch. Why do you need hiloch? That was the Gemara's kasha. What is the difference by hiloch, by shotchon, you need hiloch? And by tliya, you know, that alone is enough. V'teime imkei mayim mishani. So what's the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara answers, tlola afilu d'loy hilach. Nakati tikshte. Lesne basnisen anoch lefnei adayres b'loy hilach. That means the Gemara, the Makshin compared it. And then the Gemara repeats the halacha, tola afa pisha layilach, and here you need hilach. I mean, yes, the kasha. So Rashi says, avi maisa levatle. Rashi seems to say a teretz. That means, by making it a patch in a kupet, that is making it a isboso. That alone is a maisa levatle. Shituach is only a preparation for hilach. I didn't do anything yet. I didn't do anything to it. I'm preparing to walk in it. That seems what Arashi learned. Taisvis asks, you're just repeating the kasha. The Gemara knew. The B'taim came, I'm Mishani Tlola Apilo Dlahila. The Kati Tiksha, Lisna Baslisna, Anach Neidez, Belahila. Alkain, Nira Dachi Kurusha. Hilach Ein Tlaloi. That was the Gemara's kasha. Why did it say hiluch? Why didn't it say tlo? I have another eight. The sal kedaiter the tlo gora mi hiluch. So why didn't it say tloa? That was the Gemara's kasha. So you see, tloa is nothing. Mishani tloa. Forgot the loy hilach lemakach lizeh kemoizeh bein chidish bazeh yoyseh mibazeh. So the Gemara answers, it's no kasha. The Gemara, the Makshin held, since it doesn't say tloa in the Mishnah, is a raya that what? That tloa doesn't help. And we learned that tloa does help. Someone says, no, that what it doesn't say tloa. Tloa is equivalent to hilach. So Memele, so the Tana says that Hiloch helps, so what then that law will help us?